Blackstone Audio presents Juliet Lowe, Girl Scout Founder. Affectionately dedicated to Brownies, Girl Scouts, and Girl Guides the world over. Chapter 1. The Little Rebel. The morning sun peeped through a tall window in one of the big front bedrooms of the William Gordon home in Savannah, Georgia. It touched the eyes of the two little sisters sleeping in a high four-poster bed. Daisy, who was not quite 5, woke at once and sat up. She heard her mother talking in a low voice to the nurse. "I hope the children sleep late," she was saying. "We'll never leave if I have to answer Daisy's questions." Daisy slid out of bed and ran into the hall. She left 7-year-old Nellie still asleep. "What questions will I ask?" she demanded. "Oh, Daisy, are you up?" said Mrs. Gordon. "What an early bird you are. Come with me so we won't wake Nellie and baby Alice." She led Daisy to her own room and closed the door. She tucked her into her own bed and sat beside her. "Now, Daisy D., I'm going to tell you something very exciting," she began. "You know that General Sherman and his Yankees captured our city of Savannah last week, don't you?"
"Of course I do," answered Daisy. "I know all about our war between the states. I know that Papa is fighting for the Confederacy. That's the South. I know that my 3 uncles, your brothers, Mama, are fighting for Mr. Lincoln. That's the North. I know our soldiers are called rebels and wear gray uniforms. The enemies wear blue uniforms. They are mean old Yankees, and I hate them."
Daisy stopped to take a breath. Mrs. Gordon was sorry to learn that her middle-sized daughter knew so much about the war. She had tried to keep